Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The second baseman, Ollie Marquard. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock throws the ball into Marquard, who tags Kress, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Levy scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Marquard reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball towards center. McNeely settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McNeely. Marquard moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marquard scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball four. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard fields it and throws to second for the out. Levy scores. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1. Browns. Ed Durham now pitching. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to home to get Kress. Jenkins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Durham moves to third. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Marquard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to home to get Durham. Oliver moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marquard moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marquard misplays the ball. That's an error on Marquard. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McNeely strikes out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pickering. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Pickering steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Marquard takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McNeely. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Marquard goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Browns. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Melillo moves to third. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Farrell scores. McNeely moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Marquard covering, for the out. McNeely moves to third. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Berry reaches second base with a double. Rhein goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Browns. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Ed Durham. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Berry scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Gene Rye pinch hits for Ollie Marquard. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing second base. Hadley Senby now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. There goes Jenkins trying to get to third. Webb throws the ball into Pickering, who tags Jenkins for the out. Two outs. It's 7-5, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Berry and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Webb is called out on strikes. 1 out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pickering strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Browns. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Sweeney steals second. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 7, Red Sox, 7. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is hit by the pitch. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee Senby moves to second. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee Senby moves to third. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Kimsey covering. Safe. Lee Senby scores. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Webb reaches second base with a double. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. We'll see more now pitching. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.